the Who Are You to Lead Anyway podcast, the place where we master the skills to navigate leadership and life with more ease and less angst. I am your host, Cynthia Jameson, leadership, life, and career growth coach, and this is episode 86. So today, we are going to tackle a topic that is as intriguing as it is vital: ego and its role in leadership. So whether you're stepping into a leadership role for the first time or looking to refine your skills and position yourself for that next promotion, or perhaps navigating a change, understanding the dynamics of ego can be a game changer. So today I want to explore the ego, the positive aspects of it in leadership specifically, the pitfalls of an unchecked ego, and three strategies for managing it. So let's get started. From an understanding perspective, it's interesting. Ego is such a small word, but it packs such a punch. In psychological terms, our ego represents our sense of self-esteem, our sense of self-importance. But when it comes to leadership, ego has a dual nature. On the one hand, it's the spark behind our drive, our ambition, our confidence, our conviction. It's what pushes us to lead, to innovate, and strive for success. And on the other, it can be our Achilles heel, blinding us to our flaws, isolating ourselves from individuals, from family members, from teams, and at times can lead us astray with disastrous decisions, depending on the context. So the ego is the structure of our human mind that takes things personally. It's the thing that attaches itself to and makes meaning of things and makes that meaning be something about us from an identity perspective. When in actual fact, with regard to myself or my clients, most of the time, when we can step outside of our ego and put ourselves into this neutral mind, so noticing the positive and negative, the polarity within life itself, and we're able to focus on the facts of what simply is, almost all of the time, it has nothing to do with us. So it's just fascinating to see that our ego likes to get involved in all of our business and make it mean things about ourselves. Whether it be the past, whether it be the future, the ego does that and keeps telling us stories about that, which at times really don't serve us. So having said that, it is not all doom and gloom. There are some positive aspects of ego. A healthy ego is actually a cornerstone of effective leadership. It fuels our confidence. It helps us make bold decisions and drives us to pursue our visions. Think of any great leader that you admire. They're likely someone who had a strong sense of self, a clear vision, what seemed perhaps as unattainable, but they went after it. Their ego in balance propelled them to achieve remarkable things. For example, Steve Jobs comes up for me when I think about this, the co-founder of Apple, which I'm sure everybody knows, but he was known for his strong ego and his unwavering belief in his vision. So despite facing numerous setbacks, his ego drove him to persist in creating groundbreaking products that revolutionized the tech industry. I want to also say that while the opinions are mixed, Steve Jobs was a visionary leader in relentless pursuit of innovation. He was notorious for his attention to detail, and while this could be attributed to the ego, it can also be to the high quality and design and aesthetics of Apple products. It probably spoke to his values as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see innovation, to see excellence, right? To see growth mindset there. And his impact on technology continues to be felt today. The catch is keeping the ego in check. So this brings us to the pitfalls of an unchecked ego. Because when left unchecked, ego can quickly become a leader's downfall. It can turn confidence into arrogance, it can turn vision into delusion, and it can turn ambition into recklessness. We've all seen or heard of leaders who, blinded by their ego, made poor decisions, fostered toxic work environments, or failed to listen to crucial feedback because we think, or they think, we can look and project onto them, that they feel that they're superior in some way versus looking for the learning in it. So when we refuse to acknowledge our mistakes or take responsibility for a failure, we are in the grip of our ego. When we micromanage, that's the guise of control, right? All the aspects of the team's work, oftentimes it's ego because we think our way is the right way. Of course, we don't say that, but that's what's happening. We think there's only one right way to do that. And so what I want to have you think about is when we think these types of things, we have a personal agenda. And when we have a personal agenda, a few things happen. The first is that our interests might overtake the interests of the team or the organization. And the second thing that happens, which is not uncommon, is for the other person or the other team to feel as if they're wrong. Because when one person is right, what does that imply? The other is wrong. And so while this example is dated, I will say, the downfall of Enron, one of the largest energy companies in the world, can be attributed in part to unchecked ego amongst its leadership. Executives' inflated egos led to unethical decision-making, financial fraud, and ultimately the company's collapse. So when you are in a position of power, unless you've created an environment where someone can bring things forward in a way that they can feel safe to express themselves, their thoughts, provide their input and feedback, if you don't have that, the ego can shut people down. So all this to say, unchecked ego is a stark reminder that self-awareness and humility are not just nice to have. They are essential leadership qualities for people leaders. If you run an organization with people versus robots, it is going to be really, really important that you learn how to keep your ego in check, that you have that self-awareness about yourself, and that you have some humility. So that brings me to the strategies for managing your ego. So how can you manage your ego more effectively? I think the first strategy is to embrace self-reflection. When you regularly take stock of your motivation and your action, even thinking about like, what is my intention here? Just imagine you're leading a team project and one of your team members presents an idea that challenges your perspective. How do you react in that type of situation? Are you someone who listens with an open mind, or does your ego influence you to, I want to respond right away, right? Or I want to make sure that what I have to say comes out first. So reflect on how you could approach situations differently to foster a more collaborative environment in service of the greater good versus it being about us. Now, and I put myself in this too, right? So ask yourself, who am I without my ego? And what would I be doing if my ego wasn't at play here? Now that brings me to the second strategy, which is to actively seek and listen to feedback. It is a reality check for your ego. So in this very moment, just consider, how open are you to the gift of feedback? How willing are you to set your ego aside and from a place of curiosity, learn from others? I invite you to have a conversation with a peer or a colleague about how you perceive ego influencing the leadership dynamics within your own organization or your own team. And when you're having that conversation, explore both sides, the positive and the negative instances where ego might be at play. And then from there, brainstorm your own strategies for cultivating a healthier ego amongst leaders at your organization. Trust me, we're all humans. We all have an ego, and we can all learn how to keep it in check a little bit better. So some of the questions that I would offer is like, am I genuinely interested in understanding the perspective here and the feelings of my team? Do I actively listen to their ideas, their concerns, and their feedback without being defensive? Do I consider the impact of my decisions on others before I take action? Trust me, when you begin to explore these questions, you will notice the fingerprints of the ego, and then you can make a decision about what you want to do about it from a place of conscious awareness. You can always make a different choice, but only when you are aware of it. This brings me to the third strategy, which is cultivate empathy. So if you notice resistance within you, and you will because you are a human operating a human brain and you will have an ego, that is just the ego with an opportunity to practice, right? We get to practice. So pay attention to what's being said and attune to any underlying motivations and concerns that might be there. Try to put yourself in the shoes of the other person and seek to understand and acknowledge, validate their contribution. Those are simple ways to keep your ego in a healthy place. And from there, you can build on those ideas. Afterward, take some time to reflect on your response and consider what strategies were effective here, enabling you to approach the situation with humility and openness. And how can you continue to practice empathy in future interactions that you have? Some questions you can ask yourself here is like, do I give credit to others for their contributions and successes? Am I open to learning from others regardless of their position or their status? That's an interesting question. Do I actively seek feedback from diverse sources so that I can gain a comprehensive understanding of my leadership effectiveness overall? Listen, leadership is not about having all the answers. It's about asking the right questions of yourself and of others. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to think about, like, leadership is a journey of continuous learning and growth. And I encourage you to reflect on your relationship with your ego. How does it drive you? Like, literally answer that question for yourself. And how might it be holding you back? So with that, until next time, I invite you to keep growing and keep leading with courage and authenticity. Take care and make it a great week. Hey there, it's Cynthia. Thanks for being a part of the Who Are You to Lead Anyway journey. Join my newsletter for exclusive updates and resources. Get a complimentary self-discovery workbook at www.cynthiajamisoncoach.ca. Your feedback shapes this show, so share your thoughts. And if you love the podcast, help spread the word. Thanks for investing in your leadership growth. Let's thrive together.